What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we explore the conditions under which a stop and search operation is carried out and a motor vehicle is seized by the police. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
Public safety and security is a high priority for the officers of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. From time to time, they carry out stop and search operations as part of efforts to keep citizens in line and safe. Superintendent of Police Stephanie Lindsay says there are several legislative provisions that give the police the authority to stop and search a vehicle.
We stop and search under the Firearm Act if we suspect that a vehicle could be carrying a firearm. So it could be also the Customs Act, if you believe you have uncustomed goods. You could also be stopped under the Prairie and Larceny Act. So we also search under the Prairie and Larceny Act. And we also search under Section 19 of the Jamaica Constabulary Force Act, which gives us the authority to search for illegal guns, for illegal gaming things, for stolen goods, stolen property.
One of the purposes of this type of operation is to reduce robberies and criminal migration.
We don't want persons to believe that they are being stopped arbitrarily. We will stop persons if we detect a breach of the Road Traffic Act. So if you are caught speeding, if it is detected that your vehicle license plate that are fixed, you don't have the sticker on your vehicle to indicate that your vehicle is licensed, if you're driving with a registration plate that the police have reason to believe could be fake or fraudulently acquired, you'll be stopped.
During a stop and search operation, a vehicle may be seized as a result of a breach of the Road Traffic Act. The police may not seize the vehicle if the driver is not in possession of his or her license. However, Superintendent Lindsay says the police can seize a motor vehicle if the driver was never issued a valid driver's license in the first place. In addition to the car being seized, the police are required to prosecute the driver for operating the motor vehicle without first obtaining a driver's license.
If they find out that the owner of the vehicle allowed the individual without a driver's license to use the vehicle, that owner can be prosecuted as well.
The police would then take custody of the vehicle until the owner or someone with a valid driver's license or authorization retrieves it. Your vehicle may also be seized if you do not have a registration plate affixed to the car or if the plate is obscured, preventing the officer from seeing what is on it.
There are other acts that the police can lawfully seize your motor vehicle. For instance, if you are operating in contravention with the provisions of your license. Also, under the Dangerous Drug Act, Section 24 allows the police to seize vehicle under the Dangerous Drug Act if the vehicle is suspected to be used in commission of those offenses. Also, if the police have reason and evidence that your vehicle was involved in a criminal activity, then the vehicle can be seized and the owners can be held accountable, even if they were not the ones that were driving the vehicle at the time.
Superintendent of Police Stephanie Lindsay. Parking in non-designated parking spots or no parking zones, close to fire hydrants, or in disabled spots without approval could also result in your vehicle being towed. Seized motor vehicles will not be returned until breaches have been rectified. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.